morning. KSL News Time is 5:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour, a lot of rain has fallen in parts of the Wasatch Front, and we will see a lot more today. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, Utah and Tooele counties haven't seen a ton of rain so far, but up north, here we've already seen some impressive totals so far.
But you get up to the Salt Lake Valley and into Davis, Weber, Box Elder, and Cache counties, you're talking about some pretty good rain. They've seen a solid inch of rain up towards Perry.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we could add another quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain again today heading into tomorrow before the storm tapers off. The mountains are also looking at up to a foot of snow. Some spots in the higher elevations even more. That's actually added a little bit more water to our still melting snowpack. Remember, we started a little bit above average on our snowpack to start spring runoff. We have now reached the 30-year average curve for where we should be. So that snowpack is melting off really well so far. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. There were crackdowns on protests on college campuses around the country overnight. At Ohio State University, there was a lot of shouting between protesters and police in riot gear. There were also arrests at Emory University and the University of Georgia. USC announced yesterday they will no longer be hosting a traditional graduation ceremony next month because of safety concerns. Several Utahns are planning to open a temporary memorial for people killed in the Israel-Hamas war. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more details. Michael?
Amanda, local Utahn Aziz Abu Zayed grew up in Gaza but has since made Utah his home. This memorial he's spearheading was approved by city officials and is personal since he lost several relatives since the war began. But it'll be in remembrance of the thousands of other people who have died in the conflict. Abu Zayed tells KSL.com his relatives were not affiliated with Hamas, and neither is he, saying, quote, "I am one of the biggest dissidents of Hamas. I don't like Hamas," close quote. For him, the Israeli response to turn Palestinians against Hamas has been too much, and Abu Zayed says it will not work. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Chronic absenteeism has been an issue schools around the state are trying to tackle.
We heard from the State Board of Education earlier this year that chronic absenteeism had gone up from previous years. Granite School District's Ben Horsley said he's even seen an increase across the board. Even Utah lawmakers proposed a bill on the matter to better involve parents in the process. But when I asked Robin Jordan, sophomore teacher at Bountiful High, if her students had the issue.
Just kind of around like vacation times or those extra days that they have off, which as a parent, I like understand that.
Jordan wondered if the fact she teaches an honors class changed the behavior since her students are focused on better grades for their college futures. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Presentations to tell students about the new so-called bathroom law in Utah are back on in the Salt Lake City School District.
The issue here is the law requiring districts to let students know about the new rules for who can use which bathroom. Salt Lake City initially planned to hold a presentation for K through 12 until KSL learned other districts had different plans and the district put their plans on hold. Earlier this week, the State Board of Education clarified that how to implement the rules is up to each district. Now, a newsletter from the Salt Lake Superintendent says presentations are back on, but they'll be age-specific, with one version for lower grades and one for grades 6 and up. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
A group of 10 kids from Utah are the winners of a prestigious award from the first LEGO League Challenge in Texas.
The competition gets kids involved in STEM as they use LEGO blocks to create a robot that is then given a list of tasks it must complete in just 2.5 minutes.
All those tasks has to be done by the same robot, so they also have to go and change the parts of the robot, which they call attachments, that are again built by Lego so that those activities can be done.
Sharam Saganti's son is a member of the Electro Sloths. He says the team is just back from Texas, where they beat out 152 other teams to claim the title of Breakthrough in Innovation. The challenge is sponsored by FIRST, or For Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Wow, bravo to those students. All right, first look traffic on a Friday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it's been pretty wet, and that's created some slow traffic on I-80 right now. You're going to see it approaching the airport for eastbound traffic. You've also got reduced speeds on some city streets. Don't see a lot of crashes, thankfully. And travel times a little bit more than the minimum, but with the light volume of traffic, that's kind of helping. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Subscription fees for streaming services can often go up without people noticing. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt says this subscription creep is easy to miss.
When a big company like Netflix enacts a subscription price increase, it's tough to miss. It tends to make pretty big headlines. But other companies that are not as big of players can be more successful kind of quietly increasing the price you pay.
CNET says people pay an average of $91 each month for subscriptions, with younger adults often paying more. Families around Utah are dealing with high prices for both cars and homes, and the cost of insurance for both is also way up.
Oh, I've been in the business 40 years, and I've never seen this hard of a market where we had this much going on.
Insurance agent Bill Penton in Salt Lake City tells KSL-TV new tech on cars makes them more expensive to insure. He suggests shopping around for insurance quotes and check with your insurance agent before buying a new car to see what the rates will be. Attention Barbie fans, if you didn't have plans this weekend, you do now. The Barbie Dream House, or at least a version of it, is coming to Salt Lake City.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
We might all be saying hi, Barbie, on Saturday. Mattel is celebrating the 60th anniversary of the doll's iconic Dream House with the 2024 Barbie Truck Dream House Living Tour, visiting the Wasatch Front this weekend. The home on wheels, not to be confused with Barbie's camper or motorhome, will be parked at Fashion Place Mall in all of its pink glory.
Hi, Barbie.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The nation's birth rate is sitting at a record low.
A little under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023. That's according to provisional statistics released by the CDC. That's about 76,000 fewer than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. Nicholas Mark is a University of Wisconsin researcher who studies how social policy and other factors influence health and fertility.
The level of fertility that we're seeing is not super low. It's very similar to European countries. This is not like something to be alarmed about at all.
The provisional numbers released by the CDC are based on more than 99.9% of the birth certificates filed last year. I'm Shelley Adler.